agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly 600 dead so far, and nearly half a million could be displaced in continued fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. ABC's Ian Pannell has more from Beirut.
As the two warring sides ramp up their attacks, hundreds of thousands of families now internally displaced in just 3 days. One family telling us they traveled for nearly 20 hours to get to safety. Two parents and their 5 children, their youngest, baby Mohammed, just 8 months old.
The UN General Assembly continues meeting in New York. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the body later today. Tropical storm Helene is intensifying as it plows up through the Gulf of Mexico. It's expected to make landfall along the Big Bend coast of Florida as a Category 3 hurricane. Former President Trump is in North Carolina campaigning today. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to deliver what her campaign says is a major speech on the economy and Battleground, Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. Lots of questions on Capitol Hill for the CEO of Novo Nordisk, the company behind weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. Chief among them, why Americans may be paying $1,000 a month for the drugs, while in Canada it's only a couple hundred bucks. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
In the U.S., you have healthcare companies, you have drug makers, you have pharmacy benefit managers, PBMs, this word that's thrown out all the time and was used multiple times by the CEO in the hearing yesterday, who are all playing a part in this complicated negotiating process. And because of that, there are more openings where the prices can be higher, there's less consistency, and ultimately, Americans kind of don't always end up knowing what they're going to pay, a lot of times even after they've gotten the drug.
A federal bankruptcy court judge says he's ready to sign off on the sale of InfoWars, a platform created by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. The proceeds will go to families of Sandy Hook victims who successfully sued Jones for nearly $1.5 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hello, everyone. Kenny, the wannabe baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
One evening after a great Green Bay Packer victory, Vince Lombardi returned home to find his wife already sound asleep in bed. When he got into bed, his feet touched her legs and she screamed out, "Oh God, your feet are cold!" Lovingly and calmly, Lombardi answered, "Honey, I've told you before, when we're by ourselves in our own home, you can just call me Vince." Sometimes each of us exhibits this I am God complex. We think the world revolves around us and everything and everyone was made to worship us and do what we ask. It's a sad thing to think you're God and then find out you're really not. Addicts must come to this awareness to begin the process of recovery. All of us must admit we are damaged people and only a higher power can help us overcome our failures. But when a person realizes that they are powerless to control things around them and they begin to trust in God, the highest power, life becomes so much easier to enjoy. It's really a blessing to know that we can trust in God to make things right. So right there in your car, or in your cubicle at the office, or at the station on the assembly line, or eating donuts at Dunkin', shout out as loud as you can, "I'm not God!" It'll make you feel better. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Shop Macy's VIP sale starting Thursday. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the very quiet weather pattern will continue around our immediate area with all the storminess staying south of us the next several days. The remnants of Hurricane Helene will try to throw a few clouds up our way towards Saturday. Maybe a little drizzle toward the Illinois border. That would be about it. But for the most part, dry weather through early next week. Meanwhile, temperatures will be running well above normal, as much as 15 degrees above normal over the period, so feeling more like late August than late September. Our forecast for today, some patchy fog early, otherwise sunny to partly cloudy and mild, as high temperatures reach about 75 degrees, wind northwesterly between 3 and 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight, some pockets of fog could form once again late, with a low near 49 and the winds light. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, continued on the warmer side, with highs in the upper 70s, east wind between 5 and 8. Thursday night, mostly clear, low near 50. Friday, partly cloudy and just a bit breezy, high of 79. Northeast wind between 8 and 13 miles per hour. As we head into Saturday, partly sunny and somewhat breezy again, low 52, high near 77. Sunday, summer-like weather continues with plenty of sunshine, low at 52 with a high at 79, yes, almost 80 degrees. Monday, mostly sunny, low 51, high 76. And Tuesday, a slight chance of a light shower early as a strong cold front moves through. Otherwise, partly sunny, blustery, and much cooler. Lows in the upper 40s with highs just in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Have a great morning.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Right now it is 46 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 73 here at the studios. The record high, 91 in 1953. Record low, 24 degrees in 1964. Last year's high was 73 and the low, 59. Sunset will happen at 6:54 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 6:53. The air is calm. Barometer is at 29.95, up a bit. No precipitation today. We've got some nice sunshine, blue skies, and 46 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time today is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of the exciting local high school sport action from last night. The Brewers picked up a win as well, as they picked up a victory in Pittsburgh. Another big night for Willie Adames, and lots of stuff, including some comments from manager Pat Murphy following last night's win. Those stories coming up in sports.
Back to school time is driving time for so many students. Hi, this is Sean, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center. It's time to get your car checked over for the fall and winter season and get a tune-up, oil change, alignment, or maybe a new set of tires. Stop by and see us at 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center, or give us a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. And you'll be sure to get courteous, quality, professional service on your import or domestic car, truck, or SUV. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, people who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Ithaca defeated Weston 3-0 last night in Ridge and Valley Conference volleyball at Weston High School. Senior Bailey Wanless had 6 kills in the opener to lead Ithaca to a 25-9 win. Ari Lewis had 2 aces. Tristan Peterson led with 4 kills in the second set as the Bulldogs went on to win 25-13. In the third and final set, Bailey Wanless had 7 kills and J.C. Maxwell added 3 as Ithaca scored the sweep 25-18. Katie King had an ace and served 8 in a row, and the Bulldogs came back from their only deficit on the night in the third set to win. For Weston, senior Vivian Spencer had 17 digs, and Valerie Bauer added 5 assists, and Lexi Rockweiler added 3 kills. Weston will play at Wazika Steuben on Thursday. Ithaca won the JV match by sweep on Tuesday night. Following the varsity sweep, Ithaca now will prepare for DeSoto. They'll be at Ithaca on Thursday night. The Bulldogs are 6-1 and continue atop the Ridge and Valley Conference. Elsewhere yesterday, it was a victory for Kickapoo. They swept DeSoto 3-0. Nisita edged Royal in the Scenic Bluffs 3-2, and it was Highland getting the win by sweep over Potosi in the Six Rivers. Darlington was a winner by sweep over Riverdale. Also, Fenimore swept Iowa Grant. In action from the Southwest Conference last night, it was Dodgeville over Lancaster 3-0. And a win for Platteville over River Valley by sweep 3-0. Richland Center with a hard-fought match win at Prairie du Chien last night. The first set, 28-26, Richland Center. The Hornets won the second, 25-21. And the third set, 25-9, to take the match. The Hornets get the win. They will return home to host Dodgeville, playing the Dodgers for the second time around in the conference. That is coming up on Thursday evening. In boys soccer, Richland Center was a 3-2 winner over Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca last night. In this conference match, the Hawks scored first in the 21st minute. The Hornets answered in the 26th minute on a goal from junior Giovanni Cerna. Senior captain and striker Garrison Weiss found the net just 2 minutes later to give the Hornets the lead. Garrison Weiss barreled through the defense and would not be denied for the score. Prairie scored a second goal to tie the game just before halftime. Dorian Anderson kept Prairie's main threat scoreless the entire 80 minutes on defense. A rough game. There were injuries along the way, but the Hornets prevailed, and Giovanni Cerna would score again to give the Hornets the lead at 3-2. The Hornets' defense was tight, with freshman Cody Pauls, a sophomore Harrison Carpenter, and 2 seniors Jake Stanley and Dorian Anderson taking charge. Instead of sitting back and playing defense, the Hornets lived up to the phrase, "The best defense is a good offense." Hornets soccer defeated Prairie with shared goalkeeping from Caleb Federley and Grayson Banker last night. Both goalies had game-winning saves and were credited with that by their coach, Tom Stadler. Last night, River Valley beat Platteville 3-2 as well, which means it is an interesting conference to watch now at the end of September and the beginning of October. The Hornets will next play this Thursday at home. It will be senior night, and they would love to see a large crowd to honor the 12 participating seniors on the club this year. Elsewhere, Sugar River was a winner, 3-0 over Dodgeville Mineral Point. Lakeside Lutheran, 3-2 over Wisconsin Heights Barneveld. Sauk Prairie, 9, Portage Point at 0. Mauston and Nakusa tied at 3. Sparta, 8-0 over La Crosse Logan. And Holman was a 5-1 winner over La Crosse Central.
In Lucky Strikers Bowling last night, Robin's Nest Country Gifts with a 2360, Bindle Tire and Auto at a 2331 team effort, and Ramada, the third best series, at 2329. High Game Honors, Robin's Nest Country Gifts, 832, Premier Co-op at 813, Bindle Tire and Auto at 809. Top Series, Nicole Mottier with a 573, Cheryl McNerlin a 545, Caitlin Davison a 510, Top Game, Caitlin Davison a 213, Nicole Mottier with a 202, Cheryl McNerlin a 192. Doris Trepan and Judy Sharman with a 310 split pickup. Patty Lubansky, Janine Roth, and Lisa Swenson with 510 pickups. And Jamie Parr with a 4-5 in the Lucky Strikers League. The Brewers have opened the last road trip of the regular season with a 7-2 win on Tuesday at Pittsburgh. Milwaukee got five innings of scoreless relief out of its bullpen, with left-hander Hobie Milner earning the mound victory. Junior Ortiz drove in three runs, and Sal Frelick plated two more with a double. In the game last night, Pittsburgh hit the ball well early. Here is manager Pat Murphy.
In the first, like, four innings, they had, like, 12 hard contacts, and we had, like, two. But we grinded out at bats and got some hits when we needed to. Willie got some big hits, and we took advantage. We took our walks when we needed to and played good defense. So, yeah, that kept us ahead.
Willie Adames secured his first 30-20 season in the Milwaukee Brewers' 7-2 victory over the Pirates. Adames stole second after an infield single, his first of two hits. With one out in the second inning, it was the 20th stolen base for the 7-year veteran to go along with 32 home runs. He and 20-year-old rookie Jackson Chirio, with 21 homers and 21 stolen bases, are the first Brewers teammates to go 20-20 in the same season. As far as the Brewers are concerned and their plans moving forward, manager Pat Murphy was asked if pitcher Colin Ray may come out of the bullpen as the team approaches the playoffs.
Colin's just so capable, you know what I mean? He's just a consummate professional and will do whatever you ask of him. So I think his best spot is starting, but we're down to the end here and things are, you know, getting cramped, and we'll see what's best for everybody. But I trust him. You know, that's the bottom line.
Also in baseball, the Padres clinched a playoff spot Tuesday night when they stunned the Dodgers with a game-ending triple play to preserve a 4-2 victory over the National League West leaders. After missing the postseason last year, Manny Machado and the Padres earned the eighth playoff berth in franchise history. Elsewhere yesterday, it was San Francisco 11-0 over Arizona. St. Louis beat Colorado 7-3. Atlanta 5, the Mets 1. Cubs 10, Philadelphia 4. In the American League, Detroit 2, Tampa Bay 1. The White Sox 3-2 over the Angels. Baltimore 5, the Yankees 3. Boston 6, Toronto 5. Houston 4-3 over Seattle. Oakland 5, and Texas 4. Interleague play, Cleveland 6, Cincinnati 1. Kansas City 1-0 over Washington, Miami 4-1 over Minnesota. Disappointing health news shared by former Packer quarterback Brett Favre during a Tuesday congressional hearing. During his testimony, Favre revealed he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He was accused of being involved in the misdirection of some federal welfare funds in his home state. Favre repaid $1 million, and no criminal charges have been filed against the member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Both the Packers and the Vikings are playing for now without their starting quarterbacks from last season. Vikings QB Kirk Cousins plays in Atlanta this season, but Sam Darnold has been a surprisingly good replacement. Darnold is gimpy, but expected to play Sunday. Green Bay has won two games behind backup Malik Willis, who wasn't even with the team just over a month ago. Jordan Love's availability for the Vikings game has not been determined yet. Both teams haven't missed a step in the last 2 weeks. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
100.9 WRCO. Used to be a little on the wild side. Used to run the streets in the moonlight. Up to no good. Didn't matter what was on the label. I could drink them all underneath the table. Yeah, I know. Couple long nights, climbing out of windows for the wrong guys, up to no good. A winner at picking all the losers, always breaking hearts cause I had to shoot first. I put so many miles in that poor girl, and I know it hurt to watch me go, so I just wanted to let you know. Hey mama, made it. I ain't talking about being famous. Do you remember all those times you prayed it?
Sasha on WRCO Radio. Hey, Mom, I made it. 8:24 the time. Coming up, entertainment news and a trivia question, the trivia question of the day, which can make you a big winner. Today's trivia prize comes from Walsh's Ace. 47 degrees on a beautiful morning today. Here's Travis Tritt.
know there's times you've been tormented by the questions in your mind. Will our love last or simply fade away as time begins to pass? You're a complicated lady, that's for sure, with a need for someone unafraid to make you feel secure. And if you wonder if I'm strong enough to be your man, yes I am, yes I am.
Georgia
sunshine flavor. She about to blow back 40 breaker, yeah. Cause my baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acre. Little ready, any, any with some acre. A little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her. Rolling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it. When I fire up the blazer, put her in the middle of some acres.
Brian Kelly on WRCO Radio. League of Legends caught in the middle of a dispute between Hollywood Actors Union and an audio company that provides voiceover services for the blockbuster online multiplayer game. The Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, called a strike against League of Legends on Tuesday, arguing that Formosa Interactive tried to get around the ongoing video game strike by hiring non-union actors to work on an unrelated title. And that is a no-no. This day in history, 1964, a little TV history, Gomer Pyle USMC premiered on CBS television, a spinoff featuring the popular character from The Andy Griffith Show. Jim Nabors and company would make the top 10 in the Nielsen ratings for all the 5 years that it aired. Gomer Pyle. Pyle! Yeah, and Sergeant Carter. Yeah, what a show. Also in the news today, Kenny Chesney is there, and he has been very charitable over the years and doesn't do a lot to promote that. Kenny wrapped up his Sun Goes Down tour at Gillette Stadium late last month. He spent plenty of time talking about how much being able to end the year there meant to him. Per MassLive.com, Chesney backed up his love for the area with his billfold. And we're not talking about just a little bit of money. According to the site, Chesney quietly donated more than $1 million to organizations across the state. The donations per Mass Live included $100,000 each to the Foxborough Police and Fire Departments. Here is Kenny Chesney.
T-shirt said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along. Wondered was she photoshopped or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in LA? Did she break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway? Get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along. Sometimes you got to get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always get.
make a friend. Can't we all get along?
We're headed towards 75. Today it's 47 at WRCO.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
WRCO reminding you, American Legion Post 85 in Muscadet will offer Burgers in the Park night tonight from 3:30 until 8. Second Harvest will be in Gaze Mills today. A mobile food pantry will be open at 2. Those attending asked to not arrive prior to 1:30. And the Southwest Camp pop-up food pantry will be with a truck today in Boaz at the community building parking lot this morning from 10:30 until 11:30. And the Village of Muscadet office parking lot from 12:30 until 1:30 today.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Make your home better this year and bring the best of the outdoors inside with Larson. Buy now and save up to $100 on Larson storm doors at All American Do It Center. Larson products are quality built with energy efficiency in mind. Stop by today for a great deal from Larson and find out how you can save up to $100 at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Our trivia question of the day from WRCO is coming up. It is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware of Richland Center in Muscadet and Ace of La Crosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Trivia time here from WRCO. That's the drum roll. That's not the WRCO traffic helicopter. Anyway, Brett Favre in the news today. The sad news of a diagnosis of Parkinson's. We have a Packer Brett Favre question today. Favre's last pass as a Packer, of course, sadly, was an interception that cost the Packers a potential Super Bowl appearance. Who is the recipient of Brett Favre's last successful pass in Green Bay? That means the last one he threw to a green and gold color uniform. Was it A, Greg Jennings? Was it B, Donald Lee? Was it C, Donald Driver? Or was it D, Ryan Grant? Brett Favre's last successful pass. The positive side on offense back in the day, 608-647-4155. Good luck.
I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me and you. And you used to feed this town, burn it down. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your as messed up as me.
Keith Urban and Messed Up As Me here on WRCO Radio. Nobody messes up as much as me, I can tell you that. Anyway, congratulations to Rachel Jelinek. Way to go. She is the scholar this morning and wins from Walsh's Ace, our trivia sponsor on a Wednesday. Brett Favre's last successful pass in a Green Bay uniform. That means it went to the person with the same color uniform as his. That was actually Donald Lee B. He's kind of a forgotten Packer, facing a third and deep in Green Bay territory with a game tied at 20 against the Giants. Favre found Donald Lee on a safe 5-yard pass, with the game eventually going to overtime. In OT, Favre was intercepted by Corey Webster, who took the ball into field goal range. The Giants made the field goal, and Phil went to bed crying that night. It was a really cold night, too, as I remember. Remember the old coach for the Giants, Tom Coughlin? And how red his face was. I think the guy was windburned for weeks or whatever it was. Maybe. But anyway, it was a bad night, that's for sure. And we've had a few of them over the years. In that game, Greg Jennings and Ryan Grant each had one reception. Donald Driver had 5 receptions for 141 yards and a touchdown. And Lee ended the game with 3 catches for 35 yards and a touchdown. And with the distinction of having the last pass caught by a Packer receiver. Yeah, the rest is history. Congratulations to Rachel Jelinek. That ranks up there in terms of most disappointing losses of all time. It's right up there, but it's not the top one. Not even the Fail Mary. And see, that was bad too, because that was actually one that we won and they took away from us. But I still go back to Aaron Rodgers hosting the 49ers. And if you got home field advantage and you're the top dog and you can only score one touchdown. But it was this Favre game, this one against the Giants, when I started to, every time they would say, well, at least we got him at home in the cold weather. You know, it really doesn't matter, because the Packers looked colder than the visiting team in that game and also in the 49er loss, too. You looked at Favre and then later Rodgers. They looked like they were miserable out there in that cold weather. So I don't think the frozen tundra, maybe we'll change that again, but I don't think it's the great home field advantage in the cold weather that it used to be, perhaps. Thanks for playing trivia here today on WRCO Radio. It's fun to talk football. Absolutely. I'm strutting around because I finally won a fantasy football game in our league. Maybe the last one, so I got to strut while I can.
My first best friend was a 6-string. Took him with me everywhere I go. When I was 18, bought a Dodge van, found a drummer and made the road my home. I wouldn't change a thing. It made the man I am today. My roots always keep me grounded. Roots remind me where I'm from. Even when I'm 1,000 miles away from my roots, I'm home. Every Friday you can find me at Dixie Tavern, playing with my band. We start the show with a round of whiskey. Play our hearts out and wish to never end. Ooh, I wouldn't change a thing. It made the man I am today. My roots always keep me grounded. Roots remind me where I'm from. Even when thank you.
leaves you stronger. Stronger roots.
Zach Brown Band, going back to our roots today on WRCO.
Don't miss the Family Thrift Shop final anything summer 50 cent sale and all single piece glassware items 10 cents. Stop in often, new items added daily. Like them on Facebook and check out the current sales and special silent auction items. Shop smart, where your donations are always appreciated and the profits from your purchases have helped support area nonprofit agencies for over 50 years. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa know-how.
For top quality post-frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's 70 years of building experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall, an amp, parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage and commercial buildings, residential shouses, and much more, all built to your exact needs. Call 943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the NFBA and the FBA as an accredited post-frame builder.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Abbey Trails time right around the bend. We have some things to discuss during our community conversation on the morning show today. We'll talk about Richland tourism, and Marty Richards will be in the studio. A little bit later on, we'll also talk about the farmer's market, Richland Area Farmer's Market. It's down to the last three, and they'll open today at 1:30. So Richland Area Farmer's Market downtown at the depot, right across from Quick Trip, today from 1:30 until 6. And we'll talk about that during our morning show today as well. Ricky Grunenberg, who is the head person there. You'll see her today as you walk in. And she'll talk about some of the things they've got going. Here's Recy Palmer on FM 100.9.
Happy Trails!